Anybody have anything else they'd like to say or didn't get a chance to say? Any acknowledgments or just anything I did not think to ask?
You mentioned about like community before, and I kind of like expand on that a little. I feel like the Promise Ambassador Program in general really helped to build a community with other PPS schools in general. Because in Carrick, mostly the ways you can like meet other people from other schools who are pretty much going the same thing for you with you is through maybe CTE or sports, and that's pretty much all I have. But I feel like this really helped get you out of your comfort zone, talk to other people, meet other people, and it's great.
No, boy, you expressed that really well, because within Pittsburgh Public Schools, there are 7 high schools. They typically are, you know, their interconnections are sports, the CTE program, which I always forget what it stands for. Course, it's essentially professional training to be certified in a field, to be a chef, to be a technician. I'm actually on the advisory board for the entertainment technology group, so I should know. It's, I think, courses toward, Angela Mike's going to kill me, courses towards education, something like that. But here, the Promise embraces everybody across school. Anything else you guys wanted to add?
Well, like, I just wanted to say that, the Pittsburgh Promise, like, the ambassador program really helped me. It really helped me discover what I want to do. Like, although it was, like, a short year, I'm doing environmental engineering, but doing this program and talking to many people, like, really helped me discover that the joy and the beauty of talking to people. And that's why, like, this really helped me change my major into, like, international relations and social work, but I also want to change the environment as well. So, yeah, that was definitely a big factor in changing what I want to do in the future. And I think I want to do, like, social work or, like, international relations. I just want to talk to people.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It gives you a chance to learn a lot. By the way, it's career and technical education. That was really going
to
that was gonna bug me. Thank you, Danny. Are you anything else?
So the last thing I want to touch on is, so aside from the ambassadors, there's Promise coaches as well. There's Mr. Danny, who's like the head of like all things Promise that we do, and as well with the coaches. And then there's coaches at certain schools. There's coaches at Carrick. There's coaches at UPrep. Obama doesn't necessarily have coaches, but we've met. There's Mr. Rob. He's a cool coach. I believe he's at Carrick. I'm not entirely sure.
That's right.
But over the past few months, like I've had like some personal like events for like different like awards and things I've been a part of, like in regards to like photography and video. And like we have like Mr. Rob came to this like photography magazine. I was in the launch of it, and he like was talking around, and like he like bought a copy, and it's just cool. Like there certainly is a support system, and it's a genuine one as well. And Mr. Danny came to this other event that we had at the August Wilson Center, and it's just really cool to see like the other members and like the other like where we might be mentors to our peers, but then the coaches are like mentors to us as to what we tell our peers. So it's cool to see that like there's a support system all the way down the line. And, yeah.
I'm sure all of this is going in two ways, too. The coaches are learning from each of you. Thank you. I know it's a busy day. I appreciate all four of you being here as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. By the way, Pittsburgh Promise.org is how you can learn more. PittsburghPromise.org. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at SLBRadio.org. Swing Band, kicking off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're going to have live music coming up for you. And just a little bit, do you know the group My Politic? Half of the band is here with us today. And we'll give you a chance to listen to him shortly.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Quick note on June 24th, between 4 and 6 o'clock, we have an open house celebrating the work of over 100 SLB-trained Remake Learning Days youth ambassadors. They covered Remake Learning Days throughout the entire Commonwealth. They did a great job, and we'd like you to come and be a part of it. You can cheer them for their great work. Families are welcome, people of all ages. You can learn more at tinyurl.com/youth ambassadors. Now check that, /RLD ambassadors 2025. /RLD ambassadors 2025. Everything's free. I hope we'll get a chance to see you. Kasten Guffey is here. We're going to get him ready to go, and he'll share his music with you shortly.
Some folks think it's cool to have some kind of lover, but he don't believe it's true because he just found another. And when you see him, you might see him on the street. He walks with a rhythm because he's got some kind of beat. He clicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit. He knocks him out, and although he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. They want to shout, he's the walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what it takes, and that's the reason why. The girls all smile at him as he goes passing by, cause his walking ain't too fast. He wants that thing to last. Hey, dare to lose him, but although he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. He knows what he's doing, he's the walking one and only, and you know that he's on fire. So don't you try to warn me, girls, cause he's my heart's desire. So if you can take your heroes and you put them up beside him, there ain't no contest, he's the one and only, right in. Walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what it takes, and that's the reason why. The girls all smile at him as he goes passing by. His walking ain't too fast, he wants that thing to last. He knocks him out, and although he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. They want to shout, he's the walking one and only, and you know that he's on fire. So don't you try to warn me, girls, cause he's my heart's desire. I say you can take your heroes and you put them up beside him. There ain't no contest, he's the one and only, right in. Beep, beep, ba, ba, doo, wee, beep, sa, doo, doo, beep, ba, ba, now. Beep, doo, 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 ba, da, doo, ba, da, doo, ba. Walking one and only, and they're calling him by name.
There is Tuck and Patty at the Saturday Light Brigade, and the walk-in one and only. There's a great person in the world of folk, bluegrass, acoustic, Americana music. His name is Art Menius. And Art sent me a note earlier this week saying there's this great group called My Politic, and here's a link to their albums. I wrote them back, and I said, well, Kasten Guffey is, you know, half of that group, or key part of the group. He's going to be on the radio with us this week. But thanks, Art. I appreciate it. He wrote back, and he said, oh, yeah, the Pittsburgh connection. It all makes sense. We'll talk about that connection, and we'll talk with Kasten in a moment. But he's going to open up with a song. Here, with pleasure, is Kasten Guffey.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to kick one off here. This is a song off the new record. It's called I Took All the Pictures Down. I took all the pictures down, dust like shadows hanging round. What used to be here can't be found, like every time before. Dreams begin like they do. You live in hope until it's through, grieving every piece you lose till it's all out the door. Well, you move away, you start again, you light another fire within. You lean on love when making sense makes you feel like you're a bore. Well, you make a bet, you make a wish, you gather up your confidence. You live inside them like a fence, 'cause you never can be sure. We do this time and time again, till we can't anymore, like breathing or like the constant waves crashing on shore. You pack the things we learn the most, let them haunt us like a ghost. And just in case, we keep them close if trouble comes around again. Well, it's funny what we choose to keep. Fear and love, well, they both run deep. You can end up sowing what you reap, and some cycles never end. Do this time and time again, till we can't anymore, like waves upon the shore, or laugh until we're sore, like poverty and war, like riding till the wheels fall off and screaming out for more, like every time. From here on out, and every time before. Well, the things we chase are all the same. Sometimes they go by different names. Well, the impulse to fan the flame of that roaring fire within. So I took all the pictures down, dust like shadows hanging round. What used to be here can't be found, so it's time to start again.
That is Kasten Guffey, and a beautiful song. Tell me about that song.
That song I wrote, so lots to say, I guess. I moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 2.5 years ago with my fiance at the time. We've since gotten married. Her name's Georgia English. And we both lived in Nashville for about 9 years. And that song I started writing right before we moved here from Nashville. And it's kind of a little bit about, you know, just what it started to feel like living down there. All of our friends were getting pushed out and couldn't afford to live there anymore. And So it when we moved there in 2013, we didn't know each other, but started hanging out with a bunch of songwriters and doing house concerts once a month in our house for like 8 years and had a blast. But kind of the further we went along down there, like the more things changed and got more expensive and stuff like that. So it's kind of just a song about picking up and having to get out of town to try to make a life, you know.
Who had the Pittsburgh? Was there a connection, or did you
We just kind of on a whim decided to try to find somewhere we could, you know, afford to live and that kind of fit our values, and Pittsburgh came up and we came and visited and fell in love with Millvale. So we live in Millvale now, and have since we moved here, and started a music education nonprofit my wife did, Georgia, called UBU Inc. And so we've been teaching the kids all over the place, and it's been great.
Well, you probably can surmise that we need to connect with her.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, you guys need to have the kids in here, and I think we'll definitely do that. I've been talking to Ty about it. So
good. Yeah, we would love to do that. And this is, you know, we often will hear stories about my fiance, her family is from Pittsburgh, or I grew up in Pittsburgh, went away, I wanted to come back, to come with out the back to just decide to live here when you can decide to live just about anywhere is great.
And it really has been kind of incredible. Like, I grew up in Ozark, Missouri. I grew up in the Ozarks, and then my wife grew up in San Francisco in the city, North Beach. And there's something about Pittsburgh that kind of weirdly feels like it's combining both of those places somehow, and I don't know quite how, and it's really great. And so we've just been having a blast here, and we love it.
I'm happy to hear you. I'm a native, more or less, and I'm happy to hear you say that. Now, are people giving you directions based on where things used to be?
Is that a thing Pittsburghers do?
Oh, yeah.
I think I have noticed that. We've been getting our way around. We've been figuring it out. We landed when we first moved here. We moved here on Halloween of 2022, so we got through the winter, and when summer happened, we started running all these people that we knew that were like, "Hey, do you know about baseball?" And we were like, "What do you mean? We love baseball, but what are you talking about?" And so we found this baseball league that we hang out and play baseball a couple times a week when it's nice with all these cool people, and so they've been showing us around.
There's all sorts of things to learn about. And then our street grid is, you know, I'm joking. We're a town where, Sixth Street it turns into Seventh Avenue, I think, if they don't cross. They just, it's very tough. Funny. Rivers and mountains and tunnels. It's great to have you here. We'll come back and talk a bit about My Politic, who has a brand new album out called Signs of Life. But why don't we hear another from Kasten Guffey, who's here with us today.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm going to do a short one I wrote the first summer I moved here. My Politic is the name of the band, so there's definitely political material, things that have been politicized that I guess maybe shouldn't be, but I like to talk about them. So this is kind of a little quirky song about kind of climate change and all that stuff. It's called From the Early Days.
Crackles in the backyard, eating the bugs while the smoke rolls in from Canada. Huffing and puffing up and down these hills more than I usually would. Coming to you from the early days. Worst is coming and it don't look good. But it's profits over people everywhere. bottom, all it's trickling down are droughts, floods, and the forests in flames. Coming to you from the early days where a few have taken everything. Just wait till the great migration starts. All this othering we're doing's gonna tear us apart. While the men at the top pile up the money to run, well, it's a shame what we've done. Grackles in the backyard eating the bugs while the smoke rolls in. Puffing up and down these hills more than I usually would. Coming to you from the early days, the worst is coming and it don't look good.
It's Casten Guffey from My Politic. I read that I read the lyrics to that song before I listened to it, and it's really, really a well-written song. Signs of Life is out. My Politic has recorded a number of albums that are available, and mypoliticmusic.com is how you can learn about them, and it's the best way, one of the best ways to support their music, I'm sure. I'm sure there's streaming and all sorts of ways to find you, but a good way is to go out. Boy, you've seen in 15 years, you've seen the I'll call it industry of music change quite a bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nick Pankey is my kind of partner in crime. Whenever we're talking about My Politic, we've been doing this thing since we were about 15 years old. We grew up together in Ozark, Missouri, and started making records when we were in high school, and then moved to Boston for a few years and made two records there, and then Nashville, I think we made four records, three for sure, but four, I think. Yeah, so we've been doing it a long time. We kind of have our own little language of when we write and make stuff up, and he's pretty amazing. And so, yeah, we've tried to talking about the industry is funny because we've tried to like stand on the outside of it for our whole lives, you know, because the inside of it's a gnarly little situation. But yeah, we've been making records for a long time. And, we did this last one at our buddy Josh Washam's house down in Nashville. We did the last two at his place and, had a bunch of friends on the record, and shout out to John Mylander and Steve Peavy, who played a bunch of stuff on there, and so did Josh Washam. But yeah, the industry has been a fascinating thing to try to maneuver in, with everything kind of collapsing and streaming taking over and all that stuff. But we still got people still like to buy vinyl records, which is cool.
Artifacts or things. And I think choosing your own path, or even creating your own path, is a good way to do it. Personally,
I think it's the only way for us, because I like to, you know, I love the process of songwriting, and Nick and I like certain things about it, and you know, those aren't always the things that get elevated in the industry side of things. So we've just like, we decided a long time ago that like, if we just keep doing the things we like and keep chasing down, you know, the little idiosyncratic things that we like doing, we'll be much happier.
Yes.
You know?
And there's a, maybe it's a niche. I think it's bigger than a niche. But regardless, there are people that want to support you for doing that. I really appreciate, and we have a lot in common in terms of the way we pursue what we're doing here. I know you're fixing to play another song in a second. I'm curious about your relationship with Woody Guthrie. I know you played, I'm not, I don't want to, I see you changing the capo. I'm not asking you to play another song.
It's all good. Yeah, this is perfect. I forgot the order in my head. And when you said that, I was like, oh, I forgot about the song. Yeah.
But I know you've got a song about Woody Guthrie, but you also played at the festival named for him.
Yes.
And I'm curious about the role he has played in your life and in the life of my politics.
Yeah. Growing up in Ozark, Missouri, Southwest Missouri, Oklahoma was about an hour away, right? And so I grew up, I obviously fell in love with Bob Dylan pretty young. I was maybe like 13 or 14. And when you do that, you just start going backwards. And so Woody Guthrie's kind of the next stop. And so I remember getting a double CD of the Ash recordings, volume 1 and 2. I think it was like a Smithsonian Folkways compilation. And there were about 50 songs on both, you know, on both of those CDs. And so in high school, I just listened to that over and over and over again. And I got obsessed with the Ken Burns Dust Bowl documentary and like all this funny stuff. And so I've been a huge fan of Woody Guthrie forever. And particularly like his way of writing about current events, where it's like clearly political, but the way he writes it is like, it's more like we're all having this human experience. Don't you find this interesting? This is kind of the way that Woody always made it feel. You know what I mean? And I always appreciated that. So then, so when we put out a very political record in 2020 that we wrote and recorded and released like all in our house during COVID, I started emailing the guys at the people at the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival in Okemah, and that's where he was born, and they do it every July on his birthday. And I emailed him for a couple of years. You know, I really hounded him, thinking, you know, I think
it's
we
that
fit
guy
here. You know?
Again.
Yeah,
that guy's emailing us.
Yeah. And so finally, they said yes a couple of years ago, and so we played it for the first time, I think, in 2023, and then we played it last year, and now we're going to be there again this year. So it's been going great, and that's like the highlight of the year for us, because it's a really cool festival, and you get to know and hang out with all these musicians that that are there. We all stay in like a Days Inn. There's only one Days Inn in town, and all the musicians just pack the place. And so from like after the festival each night all the way till like 4 or 5 in the morning, the musicians are all just hanging out in the parking lot
and
rocking
what
out.
What a great group of people to compare notes with, and to think that Woody Guthrie is bringing you all together is incredible. Does any of his family come by that? Like Arlo
nieces,
or Nora?
I haven't met Arlo, but I know he comes to the festivals, you know, pretty frequently. I mean, I know they did the 25th anniversary the year before we started. I think it was 2022. And Arlo was there, but there's nieces and there's aunts and different people that we've met that have just been delightful. You know, everybody down there and that involved in that festival are some of the nicest, coolest people in the world, you know?
Well, it's great to know that you're persistence paid off.
Yeah.
And I know, are you thinking of playing Woody's Children or?
No.
I
was going to play this. I'm trying to play everything new off this new record, you know?
Totally cool.
So, I got this song. It's a little song I wrote about kind of about the internet and social media and how weird and strange it all is. Because I'm 35 and I grew up in the woods, so like I didn't have a computer or like access to the internet as quickly as all my other friends did, you know. So it was like I had this like kind of funny idea about what was possible with it, and it's turned out to be totally different.
This is a great song.
Yeah, Lonely 21st Century is what it's called.
Here again, Casting Coffee.
Yeah, thank you.
Seems everybody's looking for any way to get high. Take them out of the day-to-day till their reality's alive. Dying for thrill, choking down the pills while they steal all our information just to market us the newest way to feel alive. We're turning into commercials in disguise. Influencers selling garbage just to get some piece of some pie. Turn on the camera, say the lines, play the part so you don't have to worry about a spark lighting up your mind. 'Cause it's so hard to know who to believe when everybody's selling everybody something. Staring endlessly into our screens, it's the blind leading the blind. Yeah, it's so hard to know who to believe when everybody's selling everybody something. Didn't know this is how it would be in the lonely 21st century. Isolation, passing pain back and forth we get from feeling alone, while this fictional creation stretches over everything we've ever known. Everybody's looking for any way to get by. Connections everywhere fractured and frayed, so it ain't no wonder why. Crooked politicians, snake oil salesmen too, are coming up with every terrible way to fill that hole for you. If it's true, be careful, or you'll start doing what they do. 'Cause it's so hard to know who to believe when everybody's selling everybody something. Staring endlessly into our screens, it's a blind leading the blind. Yeah, it's so hard to know who to believe when everybody's selling everybody something. Didn't know this is how it would be in the lonely 21st century.
Kasten Guffey, what's the name of that again?
It's called The Lonely 21st Century.
Yeah, it's a good song, and it really captures the time we're in a way, you know, that isn't really whining or complaining. It's just capturing and defining, and it sort of leaves the decision up to the listener.
Yes.
As to what are you going to do about this. I think about, you know, the internet is kind of a great lubricant for what we've chosen it to be. I'm not sure if it's, well, perhaps there's the internet itself didn't deliberate anything.
No.
It's just a bunch of zeros and ones and wires. But it's been fascinating to watch the direction people have taken it.
It's always interesting to see what happens whenever you have something like that, where it's like the potential to have access to all the information and it still ends up the way it ends up, which is, you know, people trying to confuse everything. And it's just a strange way to go, I think, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is the... Can you... I was going to ask you about the reaction to your music when you share it, but I'm sure it's not monolithic. But are there any common things you observe as people listen?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you are, you know. We've got some stuff that is a little bit more provocative that, you know, like Nick and I have been kind of... We've gotten in trouble. Well, we've been banned from certain places, like in Mobile, Alabama. There's this place that we can't go play back.
Play again.
Yeah, just because the guy didn't like what we were saying and didn't really vet it, you know? And so when we went down there to play, it was strange because we were like, I sent him all the same stuff I send everybody, you know?
Well, yeah, and your name kind of says it all.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a very strange. Yeah, so that was funny. And we've played at the Bluebird Cafe before in Nashville, and it's kind of a very famous place. And the first time we played there, coming back out of COVID, with all these like this record we made in our house was called "Short Sighted People in Power," and it was kind of just like trying to be like a document about like the crazy feelings that were going around. And I remember playing those songs for the first time at the Bluebird. And two people like stood up and walked out.
You know?
Yeah. Like we were just like, wow, you know, I didn't expect that, you know. So I mean things like that. But then also, you know, people come and say nice things all the time, and you know. Again, I kind of feel what I wanna do, or what I'm trying to do, is like write about kind of the reality, and like if those things have been politicized, I don't really think that's my fault. You know, it's like those things are worth talking about regardless of whether or not they're being used as, you know, political gamesmanship. You know, it's like stuff still matters to us on, like, as we walk through the world. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know how to untether them, you know?
Yeah. And it's interesting because when I asked that question, what I was thinking is there must be people who say, wow, you've captured the things that have been troubling me, or you've described this in a way that I haven't been able to, but it's exactly what I've been feeling. Or, you know, I've been thinking about this too, but in this way, and I'm sure that must be
all the time
happening.
Yeah.
But what I didn't anticipate was this more visceral reaction. And having sat on this side of the radio for a long time, I mean a little over 45 years now, I've seen the ebbs and flows where audiences and musicians will find, and even the music that we play, there'll be more appreciation for a variety of points of view, or less so. And
yes.
And it's interesting. And you've been at it long enough to see those variations.
Big time.
Too.
Yeah. I think that happens, and it's interesting how it happens. You know, I feel like we live in a time now where it's like, I'm very curious about the moment that we're living in, and it feels, you know, a lot of people are very interested in certainty, or like trying to grasp for certainty, you know, and there's a lot of people on the internet that are giving it to them in one way or another, you know what I mean? And it's like, for me, I want to run in the exact opposite direction, you know, it's like, and like, I want to like kind of try to write stuff that encourages like independent thought, you know, and independent thinking. That's like way more important to me than trying to, like, you know, say that I have a point, and if you agree with me, come stand on my side of the point. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to do that. Just because I find it to be boring, like, I don't want to, I just get bored by that kind of thought process, you know, the binary, like, it's either this or that, and that's all you get. And I kind of feel like we live in that world right now, you know?
I agree with you, and that's why I think it's important to present you and for people to keep up with it. Cassian Guffey is the voice you're hearing, originally raised in the Ozarks, spent time in Nashville and Lord and Boston, and my goodness, he ends up living in Pittsburgh with his wife. Nick Panky is the other half of my politic. Where does he live?
He's in Nashville still. So we've been, this last record was kind of a wild experience because we've always lived very near each other or in the same house for years when making music. So this last record, we like sent recordings back and forth a lot and talked a lot, and then we've been touring a lot, so every time we got together we were just working. You know?
We're gonna have to get him to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I don't mean just to visit. I mean we're gonna have to get him living here. You can learn more. Their latest album is Signs of Life. MyPoliticMusic.com is the website where you can learn more about them. I think we have time for two more songs, two or three. I'm losing count of.
I've lost count too. I think I did three so far.
Yeah,
so I
got. We should have time, depending on their length, for at least two,
yeah,
and possibly more.
I'll plan on two. How's
yeah.
That?
What would you like to do next?
I got a couple of songs that are kind of interesting. They're on the new record, and this next one is one that I think I've been trying to write for a long, long time, and it finally fell out, you know? And the process of writing is always fascinating to me, so I think it's a little bit about the process, actually, and just a little bit about life and trying to stay curious and interested in the world. And it's a little song called No Other Way.
I hardly write sad songs in minor keys. Well, sure, I feel sad, but I'm happy to be. 'Cause sad folks like you and like me can see a whole other layer beneath. Well, time's in no hurry, time ain't no thief. It gives itself away like a dog in heat. Like two romantic poets on a dimly lit street. Well, it flows on and on like a river. This breaks my heart and fails it more than a few times a day. Now my heart's in thousands of pieces, but for sad folks like us, there ain't no other way. I've spent my life searching for peace of mind. Well, the more you go looking, the more pieces you find. And some people's peace looks like some people's bind. Well, I ache for the solving of mysteries. times a day. Now my heart's in thousands of pieces, but for seekers like us, there ain't no other way. Well, what's true, what's honest, what's really real? Questions that keep us turning the wheel. Somewhere between what we know and the way that we feel, we can see for what seems like forever. But it's rare when it all comes together, and this breaks my heart and fails it more than a few times a day. Now my heart's in thousands of pieces, but for the curious kind, there ain't no other way.
That is a masterpiece. That's a,
thank you so much.
That's a... When did you know that was done? You mentioned you were working on that for a long time.
Well, I didn't. I think I sat down and just wrote that. But when I say working on it a long time, I think about ideas like that for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like that idea of like, you know, like the good and the bad, like all of it being kind of a part of it. You know?
Yes.
And like the acceptance of that or whatever is like. Something I've thought about for a long, long, long time. And then I think a couple, like maybe a year and a half ago, I sat down and one day and I just wrote that song and I was like, oh, wow, that's the thing that I was trying to think about. You know, it's like, that's the thing.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense is sort of the epiphany that you have at that moment of writing it, but the gestation period or the, I want to say agony, but I don't, that's not the right word.
I think it's like the sitting in the unclearness of it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then like having it, you know, and thinking about it and just like letting it be what it is for a long time. And then, at some point, yeah, you kind of get this epiphany or whatever it is, or these thoughts that like coalesce into like, oh, this is what I've been chewing on for a while. You know what I mean?
It's like the clarity.
Exactly.
And agony sure isn't the right word, but just
it's
the
something close though.
Yeah,
I do think it's something close.
Yeah, just Cassid Guffey is who you've been listening to, and you know, they're. You know, no shows upcoming for you to go see. He's just back from a tour with Nick Pankey, who together are My Politic. You can learn more about their music at mypoliticmusic.com. I'm grateful that you were able to be here.
I'm so glad that you had me. And I think we do have some show. We have a house concert coming up in September. It hasn't been announced yet, but if you just want to know when we're going to be around, we have our website. We'll have tour dates on it. I think I'm going to announce a few this month at some point. So take a look there, www.mypoliticmusic.com. And then if you're interested in any kind of physical copy of these songs, we have a Bandcamp page where you can order a vinyl record or a CD if you like either of those things, and I'll send them to you via the mail. And that's www.mypolitic.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and you can
get all that stuff.
You can get to, we've linked to all those places, and mypoliticmusic.com will link you to all of those places too. We do have time for one more.
Yeah.
Before you play it, is there anything you would like to say that I didn't give you a chance to say?
No, I mean, I'm just grateful to be here and happy that that this worked out. And I'm trying to think if there are parents listening of kids that want to have music lessons or anything like that, and you're interested in that kind of stuff. Me and my wife, Georgia, run UBU Inc., which is YOUBEYOU, out of Millvale, and we do music lessons of all kinds, songwriting lessons we do, and a lot of it we try to make as free as possible. So just if you're interested in that, look that up. You can find, there's a website for that, and yeah, and just look around for My Politics Show or Cast and Guffey Show or anything like that coming up. Other than that, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned George's project again, too, because there definitely are some connections we should make.
We will.
What would you like to finish up with?
I'm going to do this song, this little... I've been listening to a lot of that last song, and this one are kind of inspired a lot by this, like all this Celtic and British folk music that Nick's been bringing to the van when we go on the road. He's like, he gets obsessed with these songs and he shows them to me, and then they blow my mind. And so I've been kind of writing in that land a little bit, and this is kind of a little existential song about getting older in this music business and trying to keep doing it, you know. It's called Drifting Around the Ocean.
So it goes.
water. I can see where I've been, but not where I am going. And I slowly start to hear those melodies.